بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قوم لوط بالنذر.
Verse number 33. The people of Lut denied what their messenger Lut, peace be upon him, warned them about.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حَاصِبًا إِلَّا آلَ لُوطٍ نَجَّيْنَاهُمْ بِسَحَرٍ.
Verse number 34. I sent on them a wind that threw stones in them, except the family of Lut, peace be upon him. The punishment did not afflict them, as I had rescued them from it, as he traveled away with them before the punishment came down in the last part of the night.
Ni'matan min 'indina, kadhalika najzi man shakar.
Verse number 35. I rescued them from the punishment as my favor upon them. I give a recompense similar to the one I gave to Lut to those who are thankful to Allah for his favors.
وَلَقَدْ أَنذَرَهُمْ بَطْشَتَنَا فَتَمَارَوْا بِالنُّذُرِ.
Verse number 36. Lut warned them of my punishment, but they disputed with one another about his warning and they rejected it.
وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ.
Verse number 37. Lut's people tried to tempt him to give them access to the angels who were his guests with the intention of doing an indecent act. I obliterated their eyes, so they did not see them, and I said to them, taste my punishment and the result of my warning to you.
وَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ.
Verse number 38. In the morning, a punishment came to them, which will remain with them until they come to the afterlife, and its punishment will come on them.
فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ.
Verse number 39. It will be said to them, taste my punishment that I sent down on you and the result of Lut's warning to you.
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ.
Verse number 40. I have made the Qur'an easy to remember, so is there anyone to take heed of the lessons and admonishment that it contains?
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرْ.
Verse number 41. My warning came to the people of Fir'aun on the tongue of Musa and Harun, peace be upon them.
كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر.
Verse number 42. They denied the proof and evidence that came to them from me. So I punished them for their denial thereof with the punishment of a mighty one whom none can overpower, a powerful one who is not unable to do anything.
أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ.
Verse number 43. Are your disbelievers, O people of Mecca, better than those disbelievers mentioned, the people of Nuh, the people of Ad, the Thamud, the people of Lut and Fir'aun and his people? Or do you have immunity from Allah's punishment that has been brought by the heavenly scriptures?
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ.
Verse number 44. Or do these disbelievers from the people of Mecca say, We are all together and well defended against those who have evil designs against us and who wish to break up our unity?
سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ
Verse number 45. The group of these disbelievers will be defeated and they will turn their backs before the believers. This occurred on the day of Badr.
بَلِ السَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَأَمَرُ
Verse number 46. In fact, the hour that they deny is appointed time when they will be punished. The hour is more severe and bitter than the punishment of the world that they received on the day of Badr.
إِنَّ الْمُجَرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ
Verse number 47. Those who are guilty of disbelief and sins are astray from the truth and in punishment and difficulty.
يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرَ
Verse number 48. On the day when they will be dragged in the fire on their faces, and it will be said to them in rebuke, taste the punishment of the fire.
إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ
Verse number 49. I have created everything in existence with a prior determination from me, in accordance with my knowledge and what I had written in the preserved tablet. Beneficial points. 1. The punishment includes those who commit the crime as well as those who go along with them in it. 2. Being thankful to Allah for His favors is a means of safety from the punishment. 3. The Qur'an's informing us of the defeat of the idolaters on the day of Badr before it occurred was a miracle of the ghaib.
وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ
Verse number 50. My matter when I intend something is only that I say one word, which is be, and what I intend quickly becomes like the twinkling of an eye.
وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَكُمْ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ
Verse number 51. I had destroyed the likes of you in disbelief from the previous nations. Is there anyone who will take a lesson from this and desist from his disbelief?
وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ
Verse number 52. Everything the servants do is written in the books of the guardian angels, whom nothing escapes.
وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ
Verse number 53. Every small and big action, or statement, is written in the books of deeds and in the preserved tablet, and they will be recompensed for it.
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ
Verse number 54. Those who are mindful of their Lord, through fulfilling His instructions and refraining from His prohibitions, will enjoy in gardens and in flowing streams.
فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِندَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ
Verse number 55. In an assembly of truth, in which there will be no futility or sin, by a sovereign who owns everything, a powerful one, who is not unable to do anything. So do not ask about the perpetual bliss they will receive. The Merciful. Surah Ar-Rahman. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on informing about Allah's remarkable favors and the apparent effects of His mercy in the world and the hereafter, encouraging faith and warning against rejection.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن
Explanation Verse number 1 The Merciful One, Possessor of Vast Mercy
علم القرآن
Verse number 2 He taught the Qur'an to the people by making its memorization easy and facilitating the understanding of its meanings.
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ
Verse number 3. He created man perfectly and formed him in the best manner.
عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ
Verse number 4. He taught him how to express what is within himself in speech and writing.
الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانٍ
Verse number 5. He fixed a perfectly calculated course for the sun and moon to teach people the number of years in calculation.
وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ
Verse number 6 Plants that do not have a stem and trees prostrate to Allah, may He be glorified, in submission and surrender to Him.
وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ
Verse number 7. He raised the sky above the earth as a roof for it. He established justice on earth and instructed his servants with it.
أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ
Verse number 8. He established justice so that you, O people, are not unjust and deceitful in weighing and measurement.
وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ
Verse number 9 Maintain the weighing justly between yourselves and do not give short weight or measure when you measure or weigh for others.
وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ
Verse number 10. He prepared the earth for the creation to settle on it.
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام.
Verse number 11. It contains trees that produce fruit and date palms that have receptacles that split open to reveal clusters.
وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ
Verse number 12 It contains grain with straw, like wheat and barley, and the different types of grain that you have been provided as food. It contains plants whose fragrances you find to be pleasant.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
Verse number 13 Which of Allah's numerous favors to you, O group of jinn and men, do you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ
Verse number 14. He created Adam, peace be upon him, from dried clay that has a clatter, like that of baked clay.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ
Verse number 15. He created the father of the jinn, from a flame that is pure of smoke.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ ربكما تكذبان.
Verse number 16. Which of Allah's numerous favors to you, O group of jinn and men, do you deny?
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين.
Verse number 17. Lord of the sun's two points of rising and its two points of setting in winter and summer.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Verse number 18. Which of Allah's numerous favors to you, O group of jinn and men, do you deny? Beneficial points. 1. The necessity of believing in predestination. 2. The writing of deeds, whether small or big, in the book of deeds. 3. The status of justice in Islam. 4. Allah's favor require us to recognize and be grateful for them, not to deny and reject them.